Hello, my friends. This is Jade Bolden, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about Purify, a proprietary doTERRA blend. So, this blend is the cleansing blend, and yes, it does help us cleanse in lots of ways. So, it's like lemongrass in a way that helps remove a lot of past bad habits and patterns that, kind of stuck inside of us. The feelings of anger and controlling and rage and feeling trapped, those are the emotions that help it helps us remove. Now, Purify is a blend of lemon, Siberian fir, lime, melaleuca or tea tree, and cilantro. Okay, so you know that lemon, it breaks down mucus and it helps with left brain. Siberian fir has a lot of calming abilities. It's anti-inflammatory. It's very good for histamine, like lemon. And then we have citronella in it too. And it's lime. And lime is fantastic for old stuck mucus, you know, that's inside our body. Melaleuca kills bacteria and other germs. Cilantro helps remove heavy metals. It's a fantastic cleansing oil. All right, it moves things along. It helps things flow out of your body. So lots of cleaning oils in there. And it smells very fresh and crisp. Well, that's what I think anyways. Okay, so what I use it for is mostly for neutralizing bug bites. So if you have a mosquito bite or something, just Purify. And I use it in my laundry and mopping the floors. I also like to diffuse it on Saturday mornings when we do Saturday morning chores. It just kind of helps the house feel cleaner and helps everyone get into that cleaning mood. and you know what? It's been effective, all right? I have four girls and they all do well and they try to do their chores really quickly so that we can get on with our day. Okay, so we'll go with the body first. It helps cleanses surfaces. So if you have surfaces that you want to disinfect, you know, you do have On Guard, of course, but you can also use Purify. So in a glass water bottle, you know, a spray bottle, maybe a 2 ounce glass, you want to put maybe 10 drops of Purify oils in there. And fill it up with water, sorry, and you know, spray the surfaces that you need to clean with. Okay, so that's a very simple way. If you want to know where to buy the spray bottles, I have a link on my website here. So you go to jadebolden.com/purify, or just do a search Purify on my website, jadebolden.com. Okay, so like I said earlier, it helps cleanses the air. Anytime we diffuse essential oils, guys, I feel like it's, you know, catching all the germs in the air and just, you know, killing it and, you know, keeping our airways just clear. Okay, it helps open our own airways too. Okay, so that is Purify, just 2 drops or 3 drops in your diffuser you know, diffuse away. It's fantastic for the car diffuser too. If you have a car that just smells stuffy and stale, if you've had food in there that's like in the crevices and it's just gonna, you know, it's just not a stink, but Purify, it does the job. It helps it feel fresh and clean again. All right, so that's your car diffuser blend there. You know, my friend, she recently said that her husband, you know, he's a policeman and he enters people's homes and, you know, there's a lot of homes that have had like lots of stink and other things, you know, so he kind of applies Purify on his mustache and that helps him with that the odor. So that's really good to know, and people use it that way too. Alrighty, but if you apply this oil on the bottom of your feet, just 2 or 3 drops a few times a day for a couple of days, you'll find that it helps you flush out fluids, old fluids like the lymphatic fluids, and those fluids contain toxins. So that's a good idea too. If you, think about it, you've got lemon and you've got lime in there, and then a couple of other oils to, remove like heavy metals and stuff. So you can use this oil on the bottom of your feet in that way as well. All right, so if you feel like, there's like backup, I feel that way sometimes, you're sluggish, then, help your body flush out that way. Okay, so seasonal support, your seasonal allergies, and, it's fantastic as an antihistamine without the grogginess, right? So 2 to 3 drops on the bottom of your feet, use it in the morning before you start to feel that itchiness or that tingling in your nose, especially during the high pollen days. Actually, you can diffuse it on top of applying it on the bottom of your feet too. Okay, check on my website the link that talks about allergies. I used to have a lot of allergies, and what I learned is as your body is cleaner, you have more tolerant cells. So your cells can handle a speck of dust, a bit of pet fur, you know what I mean? It's just about your body feeling calmer and not overreacting to some little things, okay? And it's been very liberating to be able to go places now and not be allergic to 30 things and check everything, okay? Make sure that they don't have nuts and da-da-da-da-da-da. So anyways, that's my experience. You will know how well your body does by the cleanliness of that you feel inside the cells and your reaction to things. All right. You can use Purify for skin blemishes too. So you can apply it on the spot. Remember, these oils contain citrus oils, and sometimes citrus oils is photosensitive, causes your skin to be photosensitive. So you want to be out of the sunlight, UV light, for at least 12 hours. So I would do it in the evening when you're at home if you need to use this on certain skin areas, but there's plenty of other oils too. But this is awesome for blemishes and stuff. Bug repellent, of course, we have the Terra Shield, and that's a fantastic blend, but this is also a fantastic blend for bugs. Okay, so about 10 drops in a 2 ounce glass water bottle. You can spray it on, but instead of water, I like to use fractionated coconut oil in there, shake it up a little bit and spritz it on your skin, any exposed skin area. And it smells great. But again, remember that this is an oil with citrus oil, so you don't want to be spraying it during the day. So you can do it in the evening if you like, on the clothes, on your tent, or on the door frames and window frames and things to kind of repel the bugs. You can spray your bed sheets and bedding. It's fantastic. Okay, laundry. So add 2 to 4 drops of Purify in your wash. For those especially stinky clothes, shoes, if you're washing shoes. And smelly socks. All right, so tiled floors, you can add about 5 to 8 drops of Purify in warm soapy water. My friend, she uses just lemon oil and hot water, and she mops her floors and it's clean. Okay, so that's another thing to do, and try that. So see how that works for you. All right, so let's go to the mind. Purify is the oil of purification. Okay, and according to the Emotions and Essential Oil book, the negative emotions Purify helps us shift out are trapped, negative, toxic, hate, rage, controlling. And the positive is feeling unencumbered, cleansing, purifying, and releasing. Right? So it helps you release feeling discouragement. So if people have a tendency to feel discouraged. That means their brain is wired to looking at the negative, filtering all the positive out, and just finding all the negative. Okay, so what you need to do is diffuse 2 to 3 drops of this oil and have that person smell it, and perhaps choose to create a more positive mind and heart. Okay, look for the positive, because we will create the negative the more we focus on the negative. All right, and it doesn't do us any good. You know exactly what you don't like, right? But what do you like? All right, so cleaning and decluttering life. So if you feel like, oh, you got too much stuff at home, you feel like you're a hoarder, you know, you can actually diffuse this. But also, if you have a lot of stuff in your head, things that you think about, things that you worry about, people that you are concerned about, you know, let's clean it out, all right? Get rid of it. Just diffuse it and say, I am unencumbered, light and free. Okay, so say that to yourself as you rewire. Of course, you need to rip out the weed, the false belief. You know, it could be, you know what, I am letting go of these negative thoughts. You know, and you can identify the exact negative thoughts. And then you can say, now I adopt this new affirmation, new belief. Okay, so when your physical world is clean and decluttered, so will your body shed weight and tension it no longer needs. So I can tell you from my experience that as I released stuff, you know, worries and fears that really I don't have control, you know, fears about life and things, the things that I don't have control over, I lose weight and I keep the weight off. So it's not this constant struggle, right? And of course, your house, your physical home that you live in, will be a reflection of your mind, the state of your desk, your wardrobe, things like that reflect your mind. Okay, so sometimes when I drop clothes on the ground and say, look, I'm going to come back and fix that, I want to do this and that, and I think to myself, wait, stop, Jade. What's the urgency? It's not that urgent, but these things, just one or two things dropped on the floor, it can accumulate, and it will accumulate physically on my body. So pick it up and put it away. It takes 2 seconds. All right. And when I talk myself into thinking that way, I keep things neat and clean all the time. Okay, you're not, you know, like OCD about things, has to be exactly so, but things are generally in the right places and generally clean, and that's sufficient. Okay, that's what I mean by organizing. Now, if you're one that has never, ever done, any sort of, you know, detoxing, unencumbered cleansing, all right, maybe you want to do this activity with me. Okay, so first of all, this is how you dump and de-junk, okay? So list out all the things in your mind that are on your plate, quote, plate, okay? Oh, I've got lots of things on my plate. Oh, yeah, I get that. I hear that a lot. And sometimes I look at them and I'm like, you're not really doing that much. But there's so much happening in their heads and they're doing it all at once. And that's why it's overwhelming. You know those successful people, sometimes the super successful people, they get a lot done and they've got a lot of roles, but they get it all done, you know? So what's the difference? The difference is just the organization, right? So write down exactly all of the things that are on your plate that you feel like you're responsible for and, you know, all those things. And then, you know, clear it out, all that stuff, just put it all to the side and hand it back to God and just say, look, here you go. I'm relaxed. I've got no responsibilities, just for a second. Okay. And then you take it back. You take it back slowly though. You add what you want intentionally on the plate. I want a spouse. Okay. I want children. I want my whatever it is. And then just add it back on. So some of the things that you, you know, stress about, you know, your PTO or whatever it is, your club that you don't like, you don't have to ask yourself, is this adding to me or is this a distraction? Okay, it's not, do I need this anymore? If I don't, then let's throw it out. Okay, and then just eliminate and choose to just have this much on my plate. And sometimes the things that we're associating, it could, you can ask yourself, why do I hold on to this? You know, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel busy. Do I have to be busy? Does busyness means that I'm important? You know, if I don't do very much, then people to see that I'm not busy, is that, makes me feel like I'm not worthy, or I don't have value, or whatever. Talk to yourself and ask those questions. Okay, so as you arrange things on your plate, then you want to break it down, chunk it down in to-dos. So when you're doing a certain task, when you're doing motherhood, doing a wife, doing whatever it is that you do, any role that you have, break it down to doable tasks so you can do it all. But when you're on wearing this hat, wear just that hat. All right, and when you're switching roles, switch roles. So I tell myself, Jade, you're not a businesswoman right now. Shut it off, and it's mummy time, or hey, the business hat is on, mummy time is off, all of these things. The kids are at school, okay, this is my business time. I just focus on this. All right, so sometimes our head is just doing all of that at once, and that's what people, when they feel overwhelmed and when they feel anxious, they're thinking about all those things all at one time, and it's not necessary, but for some reason we have this weird urgency to do it all now and all at once. It's sort of like eating a cake, the huge cake on your plate, and you want to eat it all in one go. It's crazy. I mean, physically, we break it down in little pieces, one bite at a time, right? So that's what we do too. We pick a task that we choose to do intentionally, and we do a little bit at a time, and we'll get through it all, right? And so what's that urgency, that panic that we feel? It could mean that, sometimes we have a false belief that we're not good enough, that we may not have it all, and, or things might fall apart. If I let go of one thing, and I reach for another thing, this other thing that I let go of, it might fall apart. I just say to people, why don't you just hand it to God and put it on the altar and say, look, I'm going to pick one thing off that altar at a time to do at this moment, and then put it back, and then pick up the next thing. We can do that. And that's how I feel it helps me feel a lot more control, but then also trusting and relying on the divine at the same time. Okay, and here's another affirmation that you can adopt. I release the urgency to do it all now and all at once. And here's another one. I am enough and deserving of all good blessings in the world. So if you have that as a foundation, you'll be able to continue to do what you need to do one step at a time without feeling overwhelmed. Okay, because you get there, you get through it, and it doesn't have to be now. There's a right time for everything. Okay, so here's another thing that I talk about in the spiritual side. So this oil is great for the second and third chakra, and the seventh chakra. Okay, the color of the bottle should tell you. Seventh chakra is white. All right, so sometimes when we feel like there's too much to bear, and so we're so caught up in our situation, we are short-sighted. So as we clean the muck out, then we have this far-sightedness. We no longer are blinded by the darkness and the fears that we have. We can see the light on the other side, and we see the freedom that we have. We have the freedom to choose. So in every situation, when you feel stuck, you have to ask yourself, I chose stuck. I have to choose liberation. Okay, between stimulus and response, there always is a space, and in that space is our power to choose. Okay, so sometimes people feel stuck because they're looking at their fear too much. So do the fear setting exercise. If you don't know, contact me. But basically what it is just facing your fears full on, and writing down exactly what your worst fears are. What if you were to face your worst fear in real life? What is your game plan? How are you going to resolve it? So once you decide how you're going to resolve it, you can let go of worrying about it anymore. You're no longer curious about it. So you quit looking at it and quit creating it, because the longer you face it, the more you will create it. So now you switch that focus over to what you do want. And now this is the tricky part. Not everyone knows what they want. You know, they complain about all the things they don't want, but what do you want? What creates joy for you? That's a hard one, right? Oh, I just want to help people. Well, that's vague. Okay, do more, help people more. What's your gift and talent that you bring to the world? Who are you? What's your identity beyond being a mama to somebody, to a wife to somebody else, or a daughter to, you know? You're so busy losing yourself in that way that you don't know who you are. Okay, you have to find out who you are first. That's your job. All right, detect who you really are, what your gifts and talents are. And once you do that more, and you'll find that that's a good way of losing yourself. Okay, losing yourself the other way is self-denial, you know, self-abuse. Okay, because you wouldn't do that for somebody else. You wouldn't think that they're a nobody, right? So you won't do that for yourself, okay? So basically, guys, purify helps us resolve, you know, these negative thoughts, clean it out, make room for the new, and then help us feel more peace and connected to God. Things are clean and clear and crisp, and we can discern. So, you know, you get things done, but you do it in a peaceful, happy way. So that's how I feel about essential oils. It's so powerful. It's like a positive friend that hang around you all the time. Okay, it helps your energy match its energy, and then you have this wonderful liberation. Okay, so if you you have a doTERRA account, go ahead and order this and try it out yourself. Contact me and let me know how it goes. And if you don't have a doTERRA account, contact the person that sent you this podcast. If you don't have anybody, you're welcome to join with me, and I can hook you up and get you a wholesale account with doTERRA, and you can enjoy the blessings of these oils. Okay. And that's all from me. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.